Welcome to the daily VFN radio highlights at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
Lena, I found something I thought you may be interested in today. Mm-hmm. Did you know there was just Tuesday, an Indiana high school girls team
What kind of team is this?
Basketball.
Basketball, okay.
They played against a team called Arlington.
Uh-huh.
And the score was 107-2.
Oh, my God. I saw that.
Did you see that?
I didn't see the game. I just saw the score. That's horrific.
Get this. I mean, this was like a romping. Okay, I mean,
they let them finish the game. That's terrible.
This is high school. I mean,
I should have called it in the first quarter. That's terrible.
Exactly. No, but this is what the coach says.
Okay.
This is just gets me. I didn't tell my girls to stop shooting because that would have been more embarrassing. We're not trying to embarrass them or run up the score. It's like,
right.
I was explaining to my wife. She goes, "Well, what would you do?" I said, "Well, it's kind of like good sportsmanship when you're playing a sport, and you know that one team is overmatching the other. Even professionals know this that you don't want to embarrass the other team because everyone's coming out there to put their best effort, their best game out there.
Right.
And especially when you got young children and they're developing in their sports and they're growing.
Mm-hmm.
Common courtesy, really sportsmanship. You don't want to embarrass the young person who's committed to practices and training
right.
this game.
But at least put the backups in.
Yeah, you put your backups, your less starters, the ones that are just growing. If you see that you're overpowered, you're going to win.
Like put all the freshmen in or whatever.
Yeah, call your freshmen in. If it's a blowout.
That's what I'm saying.
You call the game. You say, hey, let's just end this and, you know.
Well, that works in T-ball, you know, just they don't get demoralized. But yeah, basketball, like, that's what they get the bench for. You know, they start putting in the subs in when it gets out of hand like that. That's crazy.
But
now, if the subs were in and that was still the score, then, oh, well.
Well, you want to call it. I mean, you don't want to run up the score. You know, it's like, my goodness, if you're on the other team, and the only 2 points they scored were
free throws.
Yeah, free throws.
Oh, wow. Oh,
yeah,
those poor girls.
It's pretty tough. But we want to talk about.
Did you know an actual freshman won the Heisman Trophy not too long ago? Just a few days ago. Did you know that?
Yes.
Isn't that amazing?
Yes. Very amazing.
Like they call him what? Johnny Football or something like that?
I don't know. I forget where he. I think he's from Texas. I think.
Yeah.
But he sure did.
Yeah.
And then first time that's ever been done.
Ever.
Not the youngest.
First ever.
Yeah. Not the youngest, but definitely. I mean, not the youngest, but definitely the first freshman. I think Tebow would have been the youngest, the earliest sophomore.
He was a sophomore when he won it. But he wasn't the first. The other sophomores won it. Like maybe only other one, maybe.
Yeah, amazing. He's won it twice, hasn't he?
Who?
Tebow?
No, he only won it once, but he won two championships.
Right. Well, you know, we talk about sportsmanship, a good sportsmanship. But I recommend, you know, if you have grandchildren, you have children, you get them involved in sports. Get them involved in activities out there that are going to help them to develop good character and good discipline. I mean, I'm just encouraged. I know that your son plays sport as well, but I'm encouraged when – you know, my boys are – baseball has really been just an awesome thing for them because just, you think about it. I've had so many opportunities to spend more time with them and so many teaching moments.
Yeah.
It's just really incredible. They learn so much about discipline, achieving, working hard, going on the stretch, giving everything you have. And it's really cool.
Yeah, my son, he's played a lot of different things. He played T-ball, he played flag football last year. That was a lot of fun. What's that?
They won the championship too, didn't they?
Yeah. I mean, they kind of started off kind of rough at the beginning, so I was like, oh man, this is not going to be good. But then they ended up, they got a lot better, you know, as the team progressed, and as the season progressed, and at the very end, man, I mean, that championship game was unbelievable.
Isn't that awesome?
Yeah, my friend Jonathan scored his very first touchdown in that game. It was beautiful.
That's so cool.
Oh, yeah. It's beautiful. I went crazy. I was one of those lunatic parents screaming and hollering.
Well, think about it. you know, when you're living right now in a time where there's so much just junk on the television screens, let me tell you, get them off that television and get them out there playing sports and throwing the ball around and running and exercising.
Yeah.
But sports is a great way. I mean, they learn integrity, too. I mean, you can teach them really a whole bunch about integrity. Right.
Good sportsmanship, not having a bad attitude when you lose.
Absolutely. And working through things. So many kids give up. I remember when Elijah first started baseball, he wasn't really all that good when he first started. Mm-hmm. You know, he admits it today, you know, but he really had a rough time mm-hmm. in the beginning. Mm-hmm. But he just stuck with it. I just encouraged him, stick with it.
Yeah.
And before you know it, it just clicked. And he's hitting bombs out there and just making great plays.
Oh,
and
wow.
just to see him light up, you know, when something that he was able mm-hmm. to overcome, I thought, wow, that's just priceless. You know, I remember one time we had the opportunity to actually go to a professional game or buy tickets. Mm-hmm. And I said, oh, we can't go because you actually have a game yourself that day, and it wouldn't work out. We can't get into the city and, mm-hmm. and just make it enough time. So he played his game. We come later that night and turn on the end of the ball game, come to find out that the game that we could have went to, but not really because he had a game, but mm-hmm. we had a chance to go to, the pitcher is throwing a no-hitter. And this is like a remarkable feat. Oh, wow. In fact, our team has never done that in 50 years, okay? This is the first time
they've been playing that long. Good grief.
Yeah. 50 years, it's never happened for the team that we root for, the Mets, the New York Mets. Mm-hmm. And lo and behold, the guy pitches a no-hitter. He does it. It was just huge, you know?
Oh, wow.
And he says, oh, Dad, we could have been at that game. We could have been at that game.
Mm-hmm.
I said, no, son. Remember, we couldn't have. You had a game. How?
Uh-huh.
So and he says, well, you know, we could have missed it. I said, well, let's think about that. Let's talk about that.
Yeah.
And he's like, wouldn't you be letting your coach down and your teammates down? Didn't you give your word that you were gonna play ball?
Right. That's right.
You know, didn't you? And he says, yeah, I guess you're right. I says, well, you know, that's what integrity is sometimes. You got to make the right decisions, even though it's going to cost you.
Yeah, you got to suck it up. That's good.
But you got to do the right thing. And it was just an amazing teaching moment. You know, for him in that area. So he really says, yeah, I guess you're right, Dad. Something we got to do.
Yeah. Matter of fact, Jonathan, he's just not sports, but he, for some reason, decided he wanted to play the violin.
Well,
yeah. I said, I tried to talk him out of it just because it's very difficult. It's not something that you just, you know, like picking up a football and just start chunking it. You know, this takes a lot of work. I explained to him how difficult it would be and I said, well, I'll tell you what, you pray about it
mm-hmm.
because if you do start this thing, you're not going to quit.
That's
you're
right.
going to go all the way to the end
mm-hmm.
until it's finished.
Mm-hmm.
I said, no, you pray about it and you come back tomorrow, the next day, and you let me know what you want to do.
Mm-hmm.
So he had to think about it long and hard. So he did. He prayed about it. He came back and he decided he still wanted to do it.
Wow.
So he's been doing it all school year and playing the violin.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow, that is excellent.
Yeah, I think end of the year they're going to do some type of concert or something.
Wow, I actually tried that once when I was probably a little younger than he did.
Oh, really?
I said, oh, no. They say that in order for someone to be a really good violinist, they need to start at a very, very young age.
Like,
like starting at, because it just takes a lot of skill and patience. But
yeah,
that's great. Yeah, Isaiah's playing the drums too, and it's like, okay, it's all the same conversation. Yeah, well, we have a pad, not an actual drum set. So I said, okay, you can beat that pad all you want, but mm-hmm. we'll have to think about this drum set first once you prove.
Right.
But that's what really is what the kids need these days. They need to be able to stick things out mm-hmm. and ride things out. Listen, we're losing a generation right now that wants everything, you know, microwave.
Right now,
wants everything quick. If you can't, you know, send a text and it's not moving fast enough, you get upset. If the app's not downloading fast enough, you get upset.
Mm-hmm.
And something about sports that gets them moving. Something, mm-hmm. you know, not only physically, but let me tell you something. A lot of these games it's critical thinking. There's a lot of thinking, especially mm-hmm. as they advance. Let me tell you something. These football players are not – they're very intelligent. You have to memorize. A playbook for a football player is enormous.
It's a manual.
It's like the size of a – it's like an old phone book. You mm-hmm. know, we don't use phone books anymore. But a playbook is huge. Yeah. And they have to memorize these plays.
Mm-hmm. Not just their position, everybody else's too.
Exactly. And you always have to be thinking, especially like in baseball, you have to be thinking, what would you do mm-hmm. if the ball gets hit and you know in your area and that type of stuff. But anyway, we're just thinking about this sportsmanship thing on this high school girls team, and I'm thinking, oh my goodness, they ran up the score. They ran up
poor
the
girls.
Score.
Oh my God.
On these poor girls team. And I'm telling you, they get real competitive.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio program. Don't forget to share them with your friends. Find more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with the mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.